I asked a question, the difference between the vaccines and a cure. Is there such a thing?
So we don't have a cure for COVID. So let's think about it in two ways. There's things called, there's prevention and cure. People have probably heard that old kind of cliche, prevention's better than cure, which it is. So prevention's all about stopping you getting sick in the first place. And that's what the vaccines do. So the vaccines are there to stop it. So if you, when you're walking around, if you've got a vaccine on board, then if someone was to breathe on you and give you, expose you to the COVID virus, you wouldn't get sick from it. That's what a vaccine does. When we talk about cure, that means you've already got COVID. You might be in hospital, you might be sick. And do we have something that can get rid of it? Now, we've got medicines. We obviously want to treat people who get really sick, but the vaccines are all about stopping you getting sick in the first place.
The COVID-19 vaccines have been made so quickly. How can we be sure they are safe?
It's been amazing, hasn't it, that we just think back. It's only a year and a half since this virus first appeared, since this pandemic started. And we had vaccines before the end of last year. Incredible. We've never done that before. And so I can understand why people wonder whether or not they've really been tested properly. What I can say is, while we've never developed vaccines this fast, it's because we've never had a problem like COVID before. And the reason they've been developed really, really fast is because we spent a lot of money around the world. We spent more money on these vaccines than we've ever done on any other vaccine. And we had lots and lots of different companies working really fast. But what I can also say is that we went through the very same testing we do for any vaccine. We made it happen in a quick way because we knew we needed to, but all of the appropriate tests were done. And then the other thing that's happened since then is that now that the vaccines are being given, we are monitoring, we're checking the people who've had their vaccine to make sure we pick up if there are any side effects, if there are any problems. So what that means is that we can be very, very confident, and we know that the government authority would only register a vaccine if they had all the evidence that it worked and it was safe. So we can be very, very confident that even though they've been developed really, really fast, there have been no shortcuts, and these vaccines are very safe.
So what are the side effects of the vaccines then? I mean, you've had it, and there's people out there who probably haven't got it yet and are thinking about getting it.
Okay, well, all vaccines can cause side effects, and anyone who's had a flu vaccine knows that they might get a sore arm and they might get a bit sick. Same thing with COVID vaccines. I was very lucky. I got almost no side effects. I didn't even really have much of a sore arm. Some people are like that. Other people get a little bit sicker. So you can expect that if you get the vaccine or when you get the vaccine, you might feel tired, and that might last for a day or so, that you might have some soreness in your muscles. Certainly where you get the injection, you might be a bit sore or red. And some people also get a bit of a temperature. So it's a bit like having a bit of a mild case of the flu. And if you take a bit of Panadol, and sometimes you have to have a bit of a lie down, that'll go sometimes within hours, sometimes it lasts a day or so. This is perfectly normal. It's nothing to worry about. And it actually means, if anything, that the vaccine is doing its job. It's actually getting your immune system working. And that's what causes those symptoms. So they're really mild side effects. And as we said, the serious side effects, like that blood clotting thing, that's very, very rare.
So, Doctor, have Aboriginal people had worse side effects to the vaccine compared to other people?
No, they haven't. And we know that because we're keeping an eye on it. So we have a system where we ask people who've had the vaccine to report whether or not they've had any side effects. And that includes so over a million people have responded to this in Australia, and that's over 15,000 Aboriginal people have also responded. And we know the rate of side effects in Aboriginal people is just the same as in the rest of the population.
So the COVID-19 vaccines aren't killing Aboriginal people then?
No, definitely not. So in fact, the opposite's true. They're saving Aboriginal people. So we've had in Australia, as of, basically last week, we know that nearly 150,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have had at least one dose of a vaccine. We haven't had a single death in an Aboriginal person from a COVID vaccine. And that's in over 150 or nearly 150,000 people who've received it. So these vaccines are not killing any Aboriginal people.
Is there a difference to the vaccine that's being rolled out in Aboriginal communities to the ones that, are rolled out across Australia and internationally?
Definitely not. It's the same vaccine. So the vaccines that Aboriginal people are getting are the same vaccines that I will get and that other people are getting. It's the very same vaccine.
How effective are the vaccines?
Look, this has been the other thing that was amazing. When these vaccines were made, a lot of us who are kind of experts in the area think, maybe they'll be okay maybe they won't be perfect. When we started to see how effective they were just gobsmacked because they are so good. So if you get two doses of these vaccines, you are almost completely protected from dying from COVID, like almost 100%, and you are very similar sort of rates, so nearly 100%, maybe high 90%, protected from getting really sick, like going to hospital with COVID, which is amazing. So that's the thing we most want. We most want people not to get really sick from COVID and not to die from COVID. You know, you can be pretty confident if you get two doses of a COVID vaccine that you will be protected from that. But also, we know that the vaccines really work from you getting just sick a little bit from COVID, or even from getting COVID and not knowing it and then spreading it to other people. So we know that about, for the Pfizer vaccine, about 90% of people won't get any symptoms from COVID. They won't get sick at all from COVID. Similar for the AstraZeneca, maybe a little bit lower.
And who can get the vaccine?
Well, the good news, because Aboriginal people are a priority, that they've been prioritised from the age of 12. So any Aboriginal person above the age of 12 can get it. They'll get the Pfizer vaccine, and that includes kids aged 12 to 15 in remote areas or with underlying medical conditions. So we know that essentially anyone aged 12 or older can go to their doctor, their local health service, and they will be eligible to get the COVID vaccine.
Well, it's sounding good, I'll tell you that much. What about women who are breastfeeding, pregnant, or planning a pregnancy? Can they get vaccinated as well?
Yes, they can, and that's the other good news, because when we started with these vaccines, we obviously didn't want to risk straight away in people who are pregnant or who are planning to get pregnant or had babies who are breastfeeding. But what we've got over the last year and a half is much better information about this, and we now know that these vaccines are safe in breastfeeding, they're safe in pregnancy, they're safe if you're planning to get pregnant, and the most important thing is that they're really important for all those groups. So if you happen to be pregnant and you get COVID, you've got a much higher chance of getting really sick or dying yourself, and also that can affect, obviously, the baby in your belly. And so it's really important for pregnant women to actually go and get the vaccine. And we know it's safe. We know it worked. I've also heard some people concerned that maybe the vaccines can stop you being able to have babies, and that's absolutely not true either. So we've got good evidence that the vaccines don't cause any problems with pregnancy. They don't cause any problems with your ability to have babies. They're no problem if you're breastfeeding. So all those groups should go and get vaccinated.
There are rumours going around, I can't believe this, but there are rumours going around in Aboriginal communities that the vaccine implants a microchip in you that can track your movements. Is this true?
Yeah, I've heard that too, Mary. And no, it's not true at all. There's no way. Just think about this. A microchip cannot even get through a needle that's used to get the vaccine. So there's no way they could even give a microchip through a needle, even if they wanted to. But there's definitely no evidence of that. That's just a conspiracy theory. It's like a rumor that goes around on social media. It's spread by people who want to create that kind of fear in people, who don't trust government, and it's just wrong. It's completely wrong. There's no microchip in it. And what I would say to people is, if you want to get information about COVID-19, don't trust the internet. Don't trust social media. Go to a reliable source. Talk to your doctor. Or there's a website in Western Australia, it's called Healthy WA. You can just Google it on your phone or on your computer, where you get the correct information. Don't trust the social media.
One of the things I heard also was the vaccine, it was designed to decrease the world's population because the world is overpopulated. I mean, is that stupid as well?
That's absolutely stupid, because the vaccine's actually saving lives. It's actually allowing people to continue to have other children and to grow. So it's the opposite is true. And that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, terrible how people can create those sort of rumours. Why is the vaccine being rolled out in remote communities when there were no cases there?
Yeah, and this goes back to why we've been so good at stopping, and why the Aboriginal communities and Aboriginal medical services have been so good at protecting the communities from COVID. So you're right, we haven't had cases in the remote communities, and that's a really good news story that needs to be told around the country, because the Aboriginal communities have led the way. The problem is that as we get more people vaccinated, as we open the borders, more people start to travel. And I can tell you, I was up north last week, and there's lots of people traveling around. Then when people can travel, there's a real risk of people arriving in Aboriginal communities, especially remote communities, with COVID, and that's where the real risk happens. So if COVID gets in there, you've got a lot of people who've got health problems, you've got a lot of old people, and you've got people living close together, and that could cause a lot of damage. So we need to get in now to protect remote communities with the vaccine so that when the virus does arrive, and it will arrive eventually, people are not going to get sick, people are not going to die.
And you wouldn't want to test it, would you, in Aboriginal communities?
No, exactly. You wouldn't want to risk it. This is why prevention's much better than cure. If we get in now, get people immunised, and I can tell you, as someone who's had two doses of AstraZeneca, I feel great. I feel like I know that I have that extra degree of protection for myself. And also when I go home to my family, I know the chance of me bringing COVID and spreading it to them is really, really small.
Should people get a flu vaccine as well as a COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we keep focusing on COVID, but it's not as though everything else has gone away. It's not as though the normal things like flu have gone away. They're still out there. And so it's really important. In fact, if anything, it's more important for you to get your flu vaccine, because if you got flu and COVID, that would be pretty bad news. So we want people to make sure, because COVID vaccine does not protect against the flu. They're different viruses, they're different diseases. So you need to make sure that you get the flu vaccine, especially during winter, which is when flu is around, as well as getting your COVID vaccine.
And after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, do we still need to follow COVID safe practices?
It's really important we keep doing that. All the things we've learned over the last year and a half about social distancing, about washing your hands, about making sure that when you cough or you sneeze, you cover your nose and mouth with your elbow, and this is really important, if you get sick, you need to stay home. You need to not go out and meet other people or go to work or go to school to spread infections. All those things we need to keep doing, even if you've had a vaccine, because the vaccines aren't perfect. They won't completely get rid of this disease. So we're always going to need to keep going with those other things, certainly in the next year or so, whilst there's still lots of people in this community who have not been protected with vaccine. We need to do all those other things still.
So where can Aboriginal people get their vaccines?
Okay, so any Aboriginal person can go to their local clinic, to their local doctor. If you're in a remote community, obviously it's to your local health service, and they will be able to tell you. They might be able to give you the vaccine on the spot, or they can point you to where you need to go to get your vaccine. So wherever you go to get your normal healthcare, that's where you go and ask and say, I want to have a COVID vaccine. And if they can't do it on the spot, they'll tell you where to go. Sometimes you need to make an appointment. Sometimes you can just roll up and get it.
And that's anywhere?
Anywhere, and it's free of charge, so there's no cost.
Fantastic. Look, Doctor, thank you so much for that. It's been very helpful for me, helping to answer some of the common questions and address some of those myths and rumours that have been circulating amongst Aboriginal communities. When it's your turn, get the COVID-19 vaccine to protect yourself, our elders and communities. You never know. It's best to be safe than sorry. Remember, Yimob, it's important to listen to trusted sources of information, like the very handsome Dr. Karapetis, mind you. And, of course, information is important. That's how you learn. That's how you understand. And, Doctor, where else can people get more information from?
They can get it from the Healthy WA website. So what that is Healthy WA, all one word, .wa.gov.au. Or the other place you can go is you can go to your local doctor or your local Aboriginal medical service, and they'll give you all the information you need.
Dr. Karapetis, thank you so much for sharing, and hopefully one day when I'm in Perth, maybe you can take me out for tea.
Oh, that's a date, Mary. I'd love it.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Mary. Bye.
Bye.